Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and we played a piece of music there to enter our show this evening because we have a limited call queue at the moment, so I thought I'd stick some music on just to get into the swing of things, so to speak. But we did have four people once called up. Maybe they didn't like the music, I don't know. If they call back and expect me to put them in the same place, that things might change, because you know the court you can go suddenly wild, and if anybody calling, the idea is to stay there and to stay in the court and keep your place. If you're going to ring up because you don't like the music, then you will not get back into the same place. Okay. Crazy. Right now then, let's say hello to Tima then.
Good evening, Ken.
Are you okay now?
Can we only do an hour tonight, sweetheart? I did message you and just tell you I'm not feeling very well. I'm not feeling
most
very well,
definitely.
That's all.
Most definitely. Only doing an hour this evening. Because,
I'm not feeling well myself, so...
Right.
I've not been well all day.
Well, our talk is just suddenly gone balmy now. Right. Okay, we're here for our next hour then, ladies and gents, as Tina has just said, so we're going to take our first call, and that's Deep.
Good evening, Tina.
Good evening, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good for the most part, thank you. I'm sorry you're not feeling well tonight.
Yeah, I'm not feeling well at all. I've had a migraine all day, I can't shift it, so... How can I help, sweetheart?
Any messages that spirit have will be good to receive.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Spirit is glad that you've listened to somebody who told you something about picking yourself up. Would that make sense?
It does.
Okay. They're glad that you're picking yourself up, sweetheart, because this is what they wanted you, because of the last few, weeks, you've been gone down and you've not spoken to anybody, okay? And they're saying to me, this is why they're around you, sweetheart, and they want you to start picking yourself up, okay? Stop worrying about stuff. There's something that you're definitely worried about. They're saying to me, it's playing on your mind and it's stopping you from sleeping. Would that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay. Just put it to... Don't forget about it. Just put it to the back of your mind, sweetheart. Okay? Just put it to the back of your mind. They want you to know that they're around you and they're helping you, sweetheart. Okay? Please remember what you said to yourself. I don't know what you said to yourself, but you said something about picking yourself up. I am going to fight through this. So you've given yourself a good talk to. Would that make sense?
It does.
Okay. You've got to keep listening to your intuition, sweetheart. Okay, you've got to keep listening to that intuition. Because your intuition, it seems to me, is always screaming at you. Okay. It seems to me as though it's screaming at you, sweetheart. It's telling you to do something. It wants you to do something. Would that make sense?
I don't know. I'll think about it. Yes, it does make sense, yes, to do some investments.
Yeah. You've not got to do anything rash. I've been told to tell you, you've not got to do anything rash. There's something that you're thinking about. They feel as though you're going to go head first into it. Okay.
Yes. Should I not do it?
No, don't do it because just sit there and think about it a bit more to what you have been doing. Okay. It seems like you've made a sudden and rash decision. Would that make sense?
Yeah, last month and I regret it. That's right.
Yeah. Don't do it because... don't do it because it feels as though it's evil. I don't know why you're saying they're saying to me it was evil. Would that ring any bells?
It does, yes.
Yeah, okay. You're not that kind of person that would do something like that. You're not that kind of person that would just go headfirst into something, okay? You're the rational type of person that will sit there and think about it and then do something about it. Would that make sense at all to you?
Yes, absolutely. So would I recover from that bad investment?
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you'll recover from it. Okay, you'll recover from it, sweetheart. Yeah, you will recover from it. They're saying to me, if you see something like that again, make sure you think it's legit. Okay? You've got to make sure you think it's legit because... I'm feeling as though this one wasn't. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. It's maybe because of the mood you was in, sweetheart. That was all they're saying to me. It's maybe because of the mood you was in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
please stop worrying about it. You've got to stop worrying about it, darling. All right? You've got to stop worrying about finances. I don't know why you're worrying about finances, but something to do with finances that you're worried about. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't worry about it, sweetheart, okay? Don't worry about it. I want you to stop worrying about it because it's not something that you need to worry about, the same to me, okay? Finances is something you're not needing to worry about. Would that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Regarding, you're worried about little man. There's something about little man that you're worried about. Would that make sense as well? Because they're giving me little man.
Yes, about his studies and general well-being, and I haven't heard from him in almost a year now.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about him, okay? Don't worry about him. He's fine, okay? He wants to talk to you, okay? But people are stopping him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
People are stopping him from wanting to talk to you, sweetheart, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anything get in your way at the minute, okay? Don't let anything negative get in your way, sweetheart, because it's negativity that sends you down into a deep depression. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, please don't let anything negative get in your way, all right?
Okay.
Just if anybody says anything to you, just let it go over the top of your head. Basically, don't take it in, let it go over the top of your head. Make sure your ears are closed and let the slate go over the top of your head, okay? Because I do feel because of the month that you've had, I do feel as though somebody said something really negative to you and it sent you off, bless you. It sent you off. Would that make sense?
It does, yes.
Yeah, okay. You've got to start being a strong person now. All right, you've got to start being the strong person that you always have been, okay?
Yeah.
They want you to start and think about yourself. Stop thinking about other people and start thinking about yourself, okay, Deep?
Okay.
Think and start thinking about where you want to be this time next year, okay, they're saying to me. I've got to tell you that. You've got to start thinking about where you want to be this time next year, because they're saying to me, you've got so much in front of you. You've got so many plans that you want to be where you are this time next year. Okay. You want to be somewhere where you want to be this time next year. Okay.
Okay.
They understand how you've been feeling as well, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Dina.
Thank
Hope you
much.
Feel better soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Dave. Alrighty. Let's see where we're going. Okay, line two is Catherine.
Hello.
Good evening. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I have this whole week I've had a weird nausea all the time, especially in the morning, and which is not normal at all for me. And is it something I'm eating, or is it my ear? I've been driving over a mountain pass a couple times. Maybe my ear never cleared, or is it something more on the spiritual, energetic side going on?
I feel it's spiritual energy, sweetheart. Okay. I feel as though it's spiritual energy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, someone said, when the solar plexus chakra, you know, changes, or it could cause a kind of digestion.
Yeah, it could. I don't think it's just your solar plexus chakra. I feel as though it's your heart chakra as well.
Ah.
Okay. Would you understand, it's not like anything serious, but would you understand that you've been having a bit of heart palpitation just lately?
Well, I have to change caffeine, definitely. I'm getting more sensitive to caffeine. So if I have too much Coffee. Yeah, I have had coffee my whole life, so it's a habit, you know, and now I have to change it, you know.
Yeah, would you understand having a bit of a heart palpitation, though?
Only after caffeine.
Right, okay. Well, that's saying something to you. You'll have to go non-caffeine, okay?
Yeah. That's
because,
tough, yes.
I see, this is what Spirit are trying to tell you, that you take too much caffeine, you have too much caffeine at times. Okay, darling.
Okay.
They also want to let you know that what you're doing is the right thing. I don't know what you're doing, but there's something that you're doing is the right thing. Would you understand what you're doing?
Yes. I'm leaving the town I just moved to.
Right, okay. Okay.
It's a big 180 decision switch.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's maybe
a lot
why
of
you
change.
Can...
Yeah, a lot of change.
That's probably why the chakras are giving you some hints, maybe tuning your intuition up a little bit. Okay.
Ah. Huh.
Maybe tuning your intuition up a little bit, which if your intuition kicks in, it does make you feel nauseous. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's your intuition. Your intuition. It's your inner self talking to you.
Okay.
Okay. You've got to connect with your higher self as well,
uh-huh.
Catherine. You've got to connect with your higher self as well. Okay, would you understand why I've just said that?
Well, it kind of makes sense with everything else of tuning your intuition. And
yeah.
Your own guidance.
Yeah, you've got to get your own guidance as well, as because you have got, I feel as though it's mum that's guiding you. Okay.
Ah.
I feel as though it's mum that's guiding you, sweetheart. And I do feel as though... she's trying to tell you something. Okay, I'll see what I can get her to tell me. Something about taking charge of your own life. There's something about, she's saying something about taking charge of your own life. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yeah, that's what this whole move is part of.
Right, okay. Because this is what she's giving me. Something about taking charge of your own life. And you've got to go where you think that you're going to be settled. Somewhere where you think you're going to connect with.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to go where you're settled and somewhere where you connect with. There's something about a connection. There's something about a connection that she needs you to connect. Somewhere, she's saying about a connection somewhere. Okay. Maybe it's a place where you want to be going.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Okay, this is what she's saying. Would you understand something about a hometown or something about where you used to go as a child, as a connection?
Yeah, I can think of a couple of places we went as children.
Right, okay. Did you feel connected at some point with one of them places?
Yeah, but it's not anywhere near where I'm going. Maybe it's the feeling that she's talking about.
Yeah, maybe. Do you feel connected to the place where you're going to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay,
and
there
then,
we go. There's your connection then.
I'm not sure why. You know, it's not logical. You know what I mean? It's not it's a different choice than,
right.
It's not like my mind, I'm trying not to use my mind as so much to make this decision.
It's not, you've got to not use your heart to make the decision. You've got to use your mind to make the decision, sweetheart. This is what she's saying. Okay.
You mean,
would you understand,
you mean the opposite?
Why? Yeah.
You mean use your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you feel better. And we're all sending you healing on your head and your headache.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Yes. I'll keep listening. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. Okay. And if everybody was to do that and send everybody else healing, there'd be no trouble in the world. Okay, but it doesn't happen, unfortunately. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Go.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fairly well. I'm calling because my sister-in-law hung herself here in our house about 2 months ago, my brother's wife. And I want to know if maybe I can get a message from her. Does she come around? I know she's left her daughter here and my brother, and it was kind of just
sort of
a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Angela.
Can I ask what your name is again, please?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Sorry about that.
Can I ask what your name is again, please?
My name is Bo.
Bo. Okay. All right. Well, I'm getting a feeling of anxiety and depression. Would you understand anxiety and depression are surrounding this passing?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay, because this is what I'm getting. I'm getting anxiety and getting depression. Okay. I'm getting the feeling of no way out. Okay, she's giving me the feeling of no way out. Would you understand why she's saying that?
Well, I guess so.
Okay. She's very sorry. Okay. She's very sorry, she's just said. I want you to know that I feel as though it was a hasty decision that she made. Okay. I feel as though she couldn't open up and talk to anybody about what was going on inside of her as well. She was a very closed lady. Would you understand her being very closed?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know why she doesn't know why she did it, she said. She doesn't know why she did it. She just felt as though there was no easy way out. I'm sorry if this upsets you, darling. I really am. She feels as though there was no way out. I'm seeing her, and she's very, very apologetic at this precise minute. Very apologetic. But do you understand there was some sort of situation going on around her?
Absolutely.
I think it was a situation that drove her to it, sweetheart. Okay, the situation, she's giving me a situation. She's not just giving me a situation, darling, she's giving me a confrontation. There's something somebody said to her. I don't know what it is, but somebody said something to her. And I feel as though it was a confrontation that turned into a very, very big argument. Would you understand something like that, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This is what she's giving me. She felt as though there was no easy way out, okay? She felt as though she was in everybody's way. She felt as though she was a burden to everybody. And she doesn't... She regrets the decision now. She regrets the decision. She should have opened up. She should have spoke. Okay. But I've got a feeling she was depressed because there was something to do with somebody passing that she couldn't get over. Would you understand that?
I'm not really sure what was going on in her personal life, but she was married to my brother for 22 years, and she left my niece that was 12 years old, found her. So I'm kind of surprised that she did it because she really loved her daughter a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking that maybe she was inebriated or something, or maybe, you know, something not in her right mind, obviously.
Well, she wasn't obviously in her right mind because she took her own life, didn't she? So she wasn't in her own mind.
Absolutely.
She's put a lot of trauma on her daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely put a lot of trauma on her daughter. She's very apologetic. She's making me almost want to cry, sweetheart, okay? She's making me almost want to cry. She's understanding that what she's done has left a load of trauma behind. Okay. Tell them that I'm sorry. Please tell them that I'm sorry, she's saying to me. Okay. She just felt as though she couldn't take any more. I don't know what it was with something, but she's giving me, I couldn't take it anymore. Would you understand why she said that?
Yeah, she had a lot of stress in her life with personal, that you know, stuff was going on in their life, but I'm just it's just awful, you know. We loved her a lot, and she was a very strong woman. I just it was just so out of character for her, you know.
Yeah,
if that would have been the last person in the world, I would have thought that would have, you know, jumped to her death here.
Yeah,
and it was violently, you know. She did it with a vacuum cleaner, cable. Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, and it was just awful. You know, she was sad and crying before it happened, but it was just, you know, nothing that was, you know, would warrant that kind of, you know, poor thing, that she thought that would be
not,
some kind of answer.
It
know?
Was not like her. It was not like her at all, okay? It was not like her at all.
It really wasn't.
She wants you to know that she feels as though she honestly did feel as though she was a burden to people, okay? And she wants you to understand that what she did wasn't easy as well. I don't know why she's saying that, but she shouldn't have done what she did. Okay, darling?
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for calling, bro. Okay. Right. Not an easy one. Okay. All right. Let's see where we are. Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
I hope you're feeling better. It's been quite a long time. Thank you for doing the show. Thank you, Kim, for having the best psychic true person here. Everything you have said to me has come out true. I'm doing okay. I'd like to know if you see maybe a promotion for me.
Okay, Veronica. Yes, I do see a promotion. I do see a promotion for you, sweetheart, in the next few months. They're giving me 6 to 9. They're giving me 6 to 9 months. Would you understand the 6 to 9, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, they're giving me 6 to 9, sweetheart. Okay. You've just got to keep doing what you're doing. All right. You've got to keep doing what you're doing and helping people that's around you while you're at work. Okay. They're giving me a vision of somebody really struggling, Veronica. Okay, they're giving me a vision of somebody really struggling, and they're giving me a vision of you stood next to this person and explaining what the job is about and how to do the job. Would that make sense? Sorry, say that again.
Right, we've lost that call. We lost
right.
the call then. Yeah.
Okay.
Very unstable call that was. Okay. Neither mind. I don't know now whether. Right. So we'll carry on to the next call, and hopefully Veronica will call back. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Okay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm okay. I'm doing good. I have a question about my career. We had talked before, and I talked about my career. I was in a very toxic job, and I was really praying for a new opportunity. Well, I lost my job last Tuesday, and while I'm relieved to be away from that, I'm just wondering now when new opportunities come in, because financially I need to be employed. So I have much relief to be away from that toxicity.
Right.
Needing something new.
Okay. I do feel as though there's an opportunity around the corner, sweetheart. I feel as though there is honestly an opportunity around the corner. Okay. There's something that you've applied for. Have you applied for a job that you've put your heart and soul into your resume and what you understand about the job, please?
Yes, there is a job that I had interviewed for toward the end of the year last year, and it was such a wonderful interview, and I didn't hear back from it, finally did. Come to find out they had gone with another candidate, but they were so superly impressed with me that they were trying to find something else within the company. Even the human resources manager kept saying stay in contact. I'm sorry, the recruiter kept saying stay in contact with her. And for some reason, I just can't seem to shake that particular company. I don't know if it's like something may not work out with them. It's just that job just seems to just keep pulling at me.
Right, I do feel as though that's where your opportunity is going to come from. Okay,
oh, wow.
I do feel as though that's where your opportunity is going to come from, because they did say to you stay in contact and you put another application through for another job within the company, okay? It might not be what you want to do, all right, sweetheart, but
okay.
It's a start. It's a start, okay?
Okay.
I do feel as though it's something you might not want to do, but it's a start, okay?
Okay. All right. I'm glad you said that, because I didn't want to not, if that is the company that I'm supposed to be with. Okay. I'm thank you.
Okay. Because I do feel as though, sweetheart, honestly, that the job that you've applied for, basically,
mm-hmm.
I feel as though it's not where you want to be within the company, but this precise minute you'll take anything and then hope for it to be rising up the ranks. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I'm getting a feeling of opportunity. Opportunity is definitely going to come a knocking, darling.
Oh, beautiful.
Definitely
going to
come a knocking. Okay.
Okay.
I understand. I'm understanding how you're feeling at this precise minute.
I do understand your feelings
at this precise minute, sweetheart, don't get me wrong, but I do feel as though opportunity is going to come a knocking, sweetheart, because I'm being told, sweetheart, you deserve every good opportunity that comes your way, okay?
Oh,
because
thank you.
You're a very caring person. You understand the way of life, okay?
Yes.
And there's something that you did in your last job. I know it was toxic, but there's something you did in your last job. I don't know, maybe there's something about helping. I don't know what it is. There's something about you like to help people, and you understand understand people's emotions. Would you understand that?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
This is why Spirit are working with you, sweetheart. Okay, Spirit are definitely working with you. So you've got Spirit all around you, okay?
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay.
You've got you've got one very special spirit around you. And when I'm saying very special, I'm smiling at the same time.
Yes, probably my mommy.
Yeah, I'm sensing a female presence.
Yes, okay. My mommy. Yeah. Okay, wonderful.
She says you deserve everything.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, I miss her. She died when I was only a year old, so I don't remember anything about her, but I can feel her so present with me all the time. So
she's always with you. She's always with you. She's been with you since she passed, okay? She is the one that's been your guiding light.
Yeah.
She's been guiding you. Okay.
Wow.
I only wanted what was best for you, she's saying to me, I've got to tell you, okay?
Wow.
She knew you were going to be the person that you are today, darling. Okay. She understands. She knew that the person that you are today is where she wanted you to be. Okay.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. She wants you to understand. Would you understand that you've been hearing her voice or you've been seeing her as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
Would you understand the talk that you had with her?
Yes. Yes. I went through a bout of depression and I just could not pray, and I just even said, I don't want to have your presence. I was struggling, and I just didn't want anybody, anything around me. And I just said, no, just leave me alone. I didn't mean it. It was just, I was just going through.
She didn't listen to you anyway, because she knew why you were saying it. Okay?
Yeah.
She didn't listen to you because you was talking nonsense. You understand the word nonsense, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And she said you were talking nonsense, so this is why she had to give you the visitation.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I feel as though she sat you down and she gave you a really good talking to.
She did. I was asleep and it was just so, so clear. So, so clear.
Okay. You made her a promise.
Yes.
You made her a promise, and she said, you made me a promise, and I want you to abide by that promise.
Wow. 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 Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bless All right. You. Thank you very much,
Thank
darling.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. All right. Okay. Let's see if we can get Veronica back then.
Oh, thank you, Ken. This is very polite of you. Sorry, ma'am. I don't know what happened. The phone dropped again. We're long distance and the show is
it's
all
It's fine, sweetheart. It's fine. Stop worrying. Stop worrying, Veronica, okay? Stop worrying. You worry too much about stuff. All right, darling.
Sure.
Right, okay. As I was saying, sweetheart, okay, you've got to carry on with what you're doing because I'm seeing you next to somebody who's struggling with the job. Would you understand that? Veronica?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm seeing you next to somebody who's struggling with a job. Would you understand that?
Yes, he's a family member, and I think he's going to get that job today. Is he going to get that job? Is he?
I feel as though he is, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, he's been crying for a job. He's been crying for a job. Everybody's got to work.
Yeah, everybody's got to work. I mean, I feel as though this family member's also been struggling his life as well. Would you understand that?
Yes, I am. I've been helping as much as I can. You got it, ma'am. Wow.
Okay, I feel as though he's been struggling his life as well. Would you understand? him overcoming something?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though it's maybe, I don't know, I'm getting substance abuse. Would you understand something to do with substance abuse?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I feel as though this is what this male figure has been overcome. Would you understand that?
Hold on.
All right.
Ask your question, please.
Yeah, go on.
So he is going to get the job. That's what's very important. I was going to ask you that, ma'am, so thank you.
Okay, I do feel as though he's going to get the job because I feel as though he's definitely turned his life around. Okay, he's definitely turned his life around. And I understand now that he wants to settle down. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because he's got a lady figure looking over him.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my other family parent, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lady figure looking over him, and I think it was when this lady figure passed that he went downhill. Would that make sense?
Yeah. True.
Okay.
I have a question. I have a question, please.
Okay.
Please, I have a male friend because I have some things going on really important, and I'd like to know him today, but it looked like, I feel like he's coming, but I don't know when. Do you sense that? Any time frame? I mean like, any number you get?
I'm getting 3.
3 months.
So it could be 3 months, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting 3. They're giving me 3, sweetheart, okay. I do feel as though he's got a lot on. All right, sweetheart. I honestly do feel as though he's got a lot on.
What does it mean?
I feel as though he's got a lot on maybe with work. Okay.
Yes, true.
Or something,
wow.
Or something to do with family. Okay, I'm more going towards work than anything. Okay. I'm going more towards work than anything because I feel as though, I wouldn't say he's high ranking in his job, but I'd say he's a medium sort of ranking in his job. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
What is his purpose to come? What is his purpose to come see I?
His purpose to come and see you is that he wants to meet you and get to know you in person. Okay, he wants to meet you in person. He wants to get to know you in person. Maybe with the chances of maybe settling down.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
So maybe with the chances of
settling down as well, Veronica.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, well, he comes to help me as well. I have a question. Does my parent want to sell the home? Because one of them says no, one of them says yes. But would it be the best option to sell the home? Because I know there's a lot of emotion attached to it. They've been there for 26 years. They're the home's first owners.
It would be the very best to sell the home. It would be the very best. Now, I'm speaking from experience here, okay? This is not spirit talking. This is me talking. I do feel as though it would be best to sell the home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you for why, okay? Last year, I sold my home. I've moved to a new place now, okay, darling? But my old home had a lot of emotion attached to it, okay? My old home had a lot of emotion attached to it. All right, sweetheart. There was the death of my parents there was the breakdown of my relationship to my children's dad, all right? But I've moved to where I am now, and I'm very, very settled, okay? Very, very settled to where I am now. So I would think, yes, it would be the best option to sell the home and get rid of all the emotions that's tied to it.
Okay, I have a question. I have an idea where I would like them to go to buy. Because she's putting on that, you think they're going to go for it? I have an idea where.
Okay.
Do you think, I really have the idea where I want them to be. Do you think they're going to be okay to be there.
I do feel as though they're okay going to be there because you're a very, very wise person. Okay, you're a very wise person. You know what feels right and what doesn't feel right. And I do. You need to go with your opportunity. Your inner tuition, sweetheart. Go with what your gut is telling you. Okay. Always trust what your gut tells you, sweetheart. Never ignore it. Okay. Ignore your gut, sweetheart, because it's spirit talking to you, and never ignore what comes into your mind either. Okay. Because spirit does talk to you through your mind and your gut. It's more your gut that they give you the feelings with, okay, darling? But if you've got a place in mind and you've got a gut feeling and you've got a good gut feeling about it, then that's where they want to be. Yeah? Would you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. My gut feeling was getting a yes. Thank you for clarifying that, because I do get a gut feeling. It's very strong. And thank you for your thought and emotion, because you're right. They've been through a lot. There's been death in the family. So thank you for that. I will talk to her about that. I have another quick question. So I once had some pets, and I want to go retrieve them, even if I have to go to court of law. Am I going to be able to retrieve them in the future? Because I'm planning to do this.
I do feel, yes, you are going to retrieve them, sweetheart. Yes, I do feel you're going to retrieve them. Okay. But I do feel, on the other hand as well, when you retrieve them, I do feel as though they're going to need a lot of care as well.
No problem. We gotta take care of furry animals.
You've got to love your fur babies. You've got to love your fur babies, because I love my fur babies. Do you know what I mean?
I do
honestly feel as though they're going to need a lot of care, though, Veronica.
No problem. I have a quick question. The man where I have conflict 2 years ago starts with the letter R. I want to know if he's still looking for me to create a problem, or he's looking for me to create peace.
I think he's looking for you to create peace.
Okay, got it. Ma'am, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
Thank you, Ken.
Wow.
Thank you, Veronica.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we're on our last call then, ladies and gents. And we have a gentleman, Ted.
Good evening.
Hi. How you doing? My name's Chad. I live in South Florida. I don't know what has been happening these couple of weeks. I've just been, trying to move forward in life and better myself and all that. But things of nature just been happening, trying to, been keeping me back, which I'm, trying to understand. So I got into a car accident. I have, certain legal allegations against me. I'm waiting on certain legalization, social security income. I work as a barber. I'm making a certain type of money, but it's not going nowhere. It's like I feel like I'm at my limits right now. I'm just wondering if I could get a good clearance of, maybe am I still going on the right path, or am I just
going on the right path, sweetheart. You are going on the right path. You're still on your right path, sweetheart. First of all, can I say very sorry that you got into a car accident, okay? I hope you weren't injured I hope you weren't injured too much, okay? But yes, I do feel as though this car accident also has knocked your confidence. Would you understand that?
Not too confident?
When you got into the car accident, I feel as though it knocked your confidence somewhat. You don't feel too confident about yourself now.
Yeah, it did. Yes, it strongly did.
Okay. This is where you're going to have to start and try and get your confidence built back up, darling, because before the car accident, I feel as though you was a very strong, you was a very confident man. All right, darling?
Yeah.
I want you to know that you do have spirit around you, and they are working with you, okay? Would you understand that you've got a very special gentleman in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. there's a very special gentleman around you, okay? I don't know whether it's a granddad figure or a father figure, okay, sweetheart, but he's just said to me, don't let negativity, you've got to not let negativity get into in your way. Well, do you understand why he's saying that?
Yes.
Okay.
In all different type of ways, yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to help you through, but he also says to me, sweetheart, that you've got to get some help to get you through as well. Okay. I don't know what the help is. Maybe it's outside help. Maybe it's friends that you need to help, that you need to some sort of rely on and start asking questions and get them to help you through your path. Well, do you understand that? Why I'm saying that?
Yes. One of the things I've been trying to focus on when it comes to getting help is therapy. Like, I just feel like I need somebody to converse with and control my ideas, because I sometimes have, like, racing thoughts or, like, I understand what Spirit saying.
Okay. Why is it I'm getting that there was one day you were screaming, I feel useless? I'm getting one day
that
you were
like
screaming. Sorry?
That was yesterday or the day before yesterday. I was really, like, almost to the point that I didn't want to live no more.
Right, okay. Well, this gentleman was listening to you. Okay, this gentleman was listening to you, and he's saying to me, he's glad that you changed your train of thought. We'll say that, okay? He's glad that you've changed your train of thought, because you've got a whole life ahead of you. You've got a whole life ahead of you. He's giving me the word entrepreneur. He's giving me the word entrepreneur. Would you understand why he's saying entrepreneur?
So I'm a nurse, I'm a dental technician.
Mm-hmm.
I've really always been working for myself. I never really worked for nobody, so I don't guess.
So you own your own business?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, that's why he's giving me entrepreneur then. Okay, sweetheart. He wants you to keep on your path that you're doing, because you're not only a dental technician, you're also a helper. You help people as well. Would you understand recently you've helped somebody to change their train of thought?
Yeah, I have a lot of tools. Right now, I'm professing a lot in barbering. Like, I cut hair. So a lot of people talk to me, and, like, I express my ways. I felt like I just helped somebody just a while ago. There's this thing called Flow 8 where it could go back inside the woman's womb and,
yeah,
like, experience what it would be like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what he's saying. This is why he's saying you was put on this earth for a reason, okay? You was put on this earth for a reason, and this is the reason that why he wants you to keep going, because you're going to find your way. You're going to find your path. Okay, and the path that you're on now is the right path, okay? He understands how you've been feeling just lately, okay, sweetheart. He does understand how you've been feeling, but it's him that's guiding you, okay? This guy is guiding you to where you really want to be, okay? Because you've not only just got your job to think about, there's other things where you've been thinking about of where you want to be maybe this time in about 5 years as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You've got to keep going with what you're doing. All right, sweetheart. Keep going with what you're doing, because you are destined to help a lot of people. You are destined to help a lot of people. This is the reason why you've been put on this earth. Yes, you might scream and shout that you feel useless. You're not this, you're not that, and you're not the other. Do you know what I mean? But you are. You're very, very useful. You're very useful because you've got a calming voice. You've got a very calming voice, sweetheart, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for calling in. If you want to continue this chat, sweetheart, I'm on Facebook, or there's my email. You can email me.
I'm charged. I'll email. I don't know how much you charge, but I'd definitely like to continue.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. But if you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook as well, sweetheart.
All right, my name is Chad. You're going to be getting an email or something from me soon.
Right, okay. Thank you very much, sweetheart. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Ted. Okay, right then. So, if you want to contact Tina, the email address that is on the show page, and there is a link there to Facebook as well. So we're going to say a very big thank you to Tina, struggling with a headache as well this evening, but a very good show once again. We'll meet up with Tina next week, hopefully. So all you can just get better then, Tina, and we wish you all the best. Tina struggling and giving us a show despite everything. We really ought to be showing more appreciation towards our readers for what they do and giving up their time for us. Because let's just say that the donations are dwindling again. So we're going to find a little piece of music for you for the next 2 minutes. Let's see what we've got just to play out with. So we might have something in the list that we can use for just a couple of minutes, just to play out with. Okay. I'm looking for something. I can't seem to find one. Okay. All right then.